This is Joanna Morrow. Welcome to Da Illuminati. This show that I was making previously, totally erased. This is the second show in my 200 episodes that did this. And I had 13 minutes of stuff that I cannot remember. Oh my God. Oh my God, it was the best show in the world. Oh well, it's a sign, guys. It's a sign that the powers that want to control everything were ashamed. They could not let this information come out because they have to look like they still have power over Joanna, and that you need to go to them if you want to get over on Joanna. You can reach me at theilluminati024 or Joanna's Drunk Emporium, both at gmail.com. We were talking about the racial aspect of what is going on with the Kardashians and the Jenners. And so I was just getting to the point about the Kardashian curse. And it is because, yes, it comes from being a turtle down. A turtle down is a prostitution curse. Okay, oh, I just lost all that information. This platform really, really, really needs to stop on this phone, because when my phone went to another screen, like it just shut down, went to another screen, and then it just erased my stuff. It just didn't even save it. Didn't even save it to the Podbean program. But yeah, it is, like I said, from being turtle downs. I'm just like light years. I just closed my eyes and it felt like I was just traveling like on the Star Trek ship. So I was just like light years of information that I can't even remember that I would get perfectly if I tried to repeat it back, which that cannot be a goal because that is impossible. Every single second has changed. So, shoot. Hold on, let me get my momentum, you guys, because I'm trying to finish this and I should have probably just waited and had lunch. So, you have people talking about the black race. And I don't know if I'm just like, if this is going to happen again, but this is what I'm saying. Like, is there still power behind this? Oh my God. Was there still power there that these people could actually erase the Illuminati's show? I am sensing there is power there. And thus that makes my case. All right, so we talked about the crescent, which is the way that a person looks at themselves. Okay, these people wanted to sell it. They are so, their target market is white girls, okay? Okay, and once you try to get through all of your stuff through that market, you'll do anything. You know, you'll do anything at that point. Just can't believe like I lost all of that time. So what happened? You have people that need power. Okay, you just need power. And I talked on the episode that is gone to the black hole, that the black hole doesn't call and be like, hello, what is it? I am the black hole and I have caught your Podbean show in here and I just want to return it. It doesn't call back. So I put a lot of emotion into explaining that. Hey. But people are accusing me that their behavior is the way it is towards me, and their feelings are towards me, is because I won't deliver them from the Kardashian racial curse. But what I'm telling you is, just like how they were able to, air quote, magically erase my show, they are still living in the, I won't call it powers, but the energy of that. And so they're trying to double dip. It is what it is. They're trying to double dip, and they're trying to actually come to another society that's totally across the universe from them. And they're trying to use that as an excuse to see how they could even control her, how they can control her mama and stuff. Because they know, like, it's just a power heist. I am so upset that I lost that show.
Cat, it's a demon cat. Duck.
But
Daddy.
The reason why it is a curse through the prostitution is because nobody can get what they want to believe through that. And that goes for a large majority of the population. But as I was explaining at the start of the show, she wants to put through, and her mother want to put through a bloodline curse, hence why they think they can become invisible by dating people of bloodline. But what they didn't understand is, me being a mixed person, that black sits differently in my body. It's slanted differently. If you could look inside of my body, there would be that house with the floor and the ceiling and the steps going up to the ceiling and doors opening. And it would be like the Truman Show, where he walked up the steps and then he went into this door that was like the door to the universe and stuff. It would be all over the place. And so when you try to put a curse through me, and like I said, there's people of my bloodlines who have like white ancestry as their father, Native American ancestry as their father, and Mexican ancestry as their father. They have black mothers, they have whatever. That, you know, I am a Kardashian fan. I have to look cool and fit into society. Anyway, so it doesn't affect everybody, but talking about me personally, you're not Biatchi and Biatchi second Moniqua ghetto squander in your twat. You guys are not going to put no curses through me. That is number one, because you're messing with a holy body. You're messing with someone who has self-esteem, and you're messing with someone that everything inside of me works, and I know how it works. So you think you're gonna blanket me with everybody else? The one thing that I have against you is you will not be putting through me that insult. There is no way in hell that you can get out of that. And that's where your magic went wrong. Because you did not put in provisions that, because you didn't, this is what I'm saying about people who have a lot of money, and why I'm not sitting here with a lot of money, because it can make you careless.
I have an idea.
And that is a tried and true statement, and there is nobody in no court in this world that can rebuke that. It's made you careless to the point where you think you can do anything, and you cannot. You can't do that type of work without putting in provisions. I mean, generally, I mean, looking at it from your standpoint, you're just like, the niggas is cursed, right? And so you're gonna just put that out there because that does hit everybody. You know, it hits everybody with that bloodline. And then you're able to control, you're able to get over that bloodline, because if you're looking at me like a half blood, then it's less like, why wouldn't I still want to get over that half blood? Because that gives me more power over the half blood. But what you don't understand is, and that's what I'm saying, it takes one sentence, like, to whomever that applies. It takes one sentence and you would be completely freaking out. But you're just like, it doesn't matter what, as long as it is this bloodline, then, you know, we're gonna put this curse out through it. But like I said, as a half-blood, you don't understand how I'm working. And you don't understand how I'm using the bloodline, right? Because I would be entranced. Like I'm saying, there's people who are all types of mixture of bloodline, and they're just, we submit to the best image in the world. And so, because you don't understand that I'm not placating my bloodline with what is inducive to the curse. Right? I have the power to do that. I could be nasty. I don't like the feel. I've already talked about the feeling of injustice. So if I'm not placating the curse, then if you sent that out to hit everybody, which is what I suspect you did, then that means you're giving me a one up that I can get rid of you. Because that's not how any system works. That's not the way of the law of attraction, or whatever you want to call it. So you're out. Trying to think of what else I read. Oh yeah, how it's just mind-blowing that a people are so mentally chained together that they feel everyone's autonomy. Like, from what I'm saying, somebody made in their society, now it's explained about the underground societies, they're on the underground because they have certain information that they know each other, as far as societies, would not like. Oh yeah, we have a plot against mixed people. We're gonna overdose this girl tonight. We're gonna put this girl, a stripperella, and rape her. We're gonna have this girl, you know, go through a chain and prostitute her without her knowing. And that's what you do, and you don't want other people to know about that because you wouldn't be liked, or your plans wouldn't go as planned, because whatever. I mean, you're not honest. And so you have people that sold out, like I was saying about Time Magazine. You got the person with the basketball that's standing with one foot up on a basketball in the basketball jersey. That's not me. It's not me. Not saying I would be in the WNBA or anything like that, or NBA, but I'm just saying, like, that's not me. So you got that benefit. You have obviously the power to make the phone charge off and lose my show, right? Not. And so it's just one big power grab, because they can't get out of the fact that her and her mom are set up by the government. I'm sorry. What the I'm sorry. I'm not gonna open myself up to there was wrongdoing. We need to go in and this. I'm not.
Go on.
Just have to mature up and say that I am not. But look, they have a following for a reason, people. Okay? Yeah. There are people who know exactly what they are doing for them and what they need. I mean, that's how most people become rich and famous, is because they're connected to a society and they're doing what people, a majority of people can't do, but they're doing it for their life. And so you're reaping the benefits, but then you're going to tell me that buys picture frames from $300 and has to worry about budgeting, that I'm supposed to do something for your life, something that will get you completely karmically cleared, give you a charge, get you an advantage, while you looking at me with a screwed up mean ass face. Are you out there right now doing something negative? Hold on. We're only acting like that way because what type of mother would do that? The same type of mother that disowned your ass. Your mother was either a prostitute or a crackhead back in the day. That's what nation we're coming from, okay? Your dad was Papa was a Rolling Stone. White collar crime. So why didn't you ask them to do it? But what, now that my show is gone, I'm not even amazed at it anymore. A people that one person makes a deal and it influences their whole race and it makes them fall. But oh wait, it doesn't really make them fall, because they going out to get hired, they trying to get in the Kimmy deal. Right? We're here because we are the boyfriends of these girls who are the socialites of the world. Alright. And like I said, you still making benefits, but then you wanna confront me with that? You wanna confront me with where I am? Because everything that doesn't go quote unquote perfectly. This is why I don't understand how you want something perfect to go in with an imperfect soul tie, a spiritual deal. And I was making a point, which probably I think is the reason why my show erase. People didn't want to be seen in that light. But stop trying to be Joanna the philosopher and just be who you are. And I was saying how they was telling whore from hell that pulled her aside. Listen, you are the top socialite in the world. You have the most influence of anybody. We got white mama that can get us out of anything, which is our ultimate goal, because we couldn't go to white alike. There is a mystery. There is a mystery behind that. And we need you to, you know, do this, this, and that. And of course, her being a dumb Bigfoot. Sure, nigga. Sure. I ain't got nothing else to do. And so, but, like I was saying, we have a plan that we want you to get through, and you have the influence and stuff like that. This is the type of deals that these people are making. Instead of her being like, you know what, I'm going to look at this with no associate's degree, because that's the karma. You got that sales and associate degree. You ain't got that sales and marketing associate degree, gal. You ain't got that, gal. Because that's karma. Mm. You want to be a lawyer, you can't, because that's karma. And instead of her taking her little smart ass and saying, look here, guys. I know I am the biggest star in the world. And I know I am more pretty than everybody, even Joanna, because I have a flat stomach. And I know that I just brought a Birkin, I don't know why I'm on Birkin, guys. It is just so ridiculous. Chloe.
Mama.
I have Chloe in my bag. And I am, even though, like, you're my nigga, and, you know, I just screw your tops off so I can keep you, you know, your dumbasses, you know, and whatever. I think, like, my marketers would advise me in another way. And I'll just keep it like this for now. You know, it's like, instead of just saying that, Moniqua's gonna be like, Mokika's gonna be like, yeah, I think I'll just go after everybody. And it's like, you guys, there's just so many flaws here. But like I was saying, this is what happens when you have chicken heads that do whatever the man say. This goes back to the Israelites, guys. You guys, this is what happens when you try to steal somebody's spiritual ignition and their history. Because you can never fully pull it off yourself. Instead of her being Miss Independent and being like, I'm going to keep it business, I'm going to keep it kosher, she going to just try to go after somebody thinking that they're a dumb broad that's on EBT. You know, because she done took too many mouth shots to the dome, and she just, yeah, I'm sexually fluid. Anything you put in me, I'm so transparent. Just tell me, and I'll, you know, instead of just having a mind for herself to be like, I'm going to keep this business. Because we really don't know what's going on. You know, we're living minute to minute ourselves. We really don't know what's going on. But you're going to go full forward with a plan that's trying to destroy my house. And you want to get involved behind the scenes with CPS and everything. Instead of you just being a smart woman and saying, yeah, I know I done boned plenty of y'all. This is what I'm saying about not living in a moment. And like I was saying about the show, not living in a moment. You guys made a deal in one moment. The deal was to make you feel good, to make you feel like you want to, you know, go on in life. Instead of you guys living in that moment forever, you want to transverse and cross. Like I told you, don't cross. You want to now be in misery. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to deal with people that's trying to interject misery, 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 misery into my, like, every single second. Like, whenever they get an opportunity, they're the star now. And trying to interject misery instead of being in that moment. That's why I live my life, like I said, to where I can enjoy the moment over and over and over again for the rest of my life. See, that's the goofiest and gallant of it all. And instead of you getting on TV, you making your little press junket, and you just living in your moment. I was at the party last night. There was two hoes that I popped with no... And not saying like they're going to be like, that's telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? But to be in the emotion of where you're living your best life. Instead of people trying to be... we're mentally conscious now. We're mentally health conscious now. Because you're not, actually. You're not. Okay? But this is why they went to her and they said, we need a rip off. You know, because they know who she is personally. They know, like, how she's ripping off people's image. Because that is what I was saying about, you don't know these people, you just don't know them. I mean, we were all in blind faith. We were all in celebrity worship. They told me that in my associate's degree program. We talked about celebrity worship in 2010, 2011. So I was already, as a sales and marketer, learning that we're learning what it is to be selling something, selling product, and marketing. So I already knew that. But so they went to her. We need to, because it's all about image. This is what I'm saying. You don't know the stuff that is really transpiring to make somebody feel their adult magnet to be magnetized. We're going to take that as sexual energy. Daddy. Sexual energy Daddy. Is the most attractive energy to date, I think. Sexual energy is very attractive. So don't ever forget that. Sexual energy. Attraction. Or can be to your detriment. Whatever. So. You guys. It's like just being too gullible for me. And we went to her. We want to make sure that Joanna can make sure our image never goes down. You are the princess of the world and blah, blah, blah. And her being dumb Moniqua with no college education. Sure. Sure, I do that. And now you trying to come for me like your PR and I got to keep your image up. That's somebody that's not even famous. Getting lucky with this so far. Trying not to lose my film. I love it. Instead of, like I said, just living in the moment. You felt good last night. You did your coke. You took your shot of, I'm not even sure people can afford Louis the 13th anymore. What is people drinking out there? The magic bullet, the brown liquor. No, maybe you are making fentanyl cocktail shooters out there. Whatever you did, you got the high fashion. It's exciting. Ooh, those seams, you're just busting at the seam. And you did your thing. Why can't you live in that glee? Why are you down to where you think that you're Joanna the scientist? And then you dragging me into it like I'm your freaking confidant, like I'm your lover. Well, you could just stay true to yourself. That's all you guys have to do. What is the Illuminati's message for the world? Stay true to yourself and don't send me back none of them dumbass spinals. I'm not here as an overcorrection. I'm not here as an overhead to make sure... Hello, angels.
Daddy, I don't.
Oh, my son wants me to put the blanket on him. I am here to make sure that you hold hands with your brother and walk across the bridge. correctly with the raging waters over the pond that's only 2 inches deep to make sure that you are. Because y'all don't respect me like that, okay? There ain't enough space. You didn't build up the spiritual bank with me yet.
Mama.
And so, yeah, it's just really like, this is how I know that I'm not of that race, because like for one, you guys, my alarm went off. I'm going to have to wrap this up like within the next 5 minutes. Like I said, to have to deal with, the curse, and for the government to, okay, say I'm the only person in the world that doesn't get in the curse, and I told you why in the last show. It is not up to me for my survival to have to get rid of this bullshit. It is not my problem. Somebody was out there yesterday talking about, you do need to get out of Joanna's life because you think that you're the type of people that's supposed to be living in luxury. You not having the overhead of the celebrities and of rich people. I gotta take my medicine. That's why I'm just like, oh my God, I need to just get it out as fast as I can. Not really thinking, just get it out. But nobody should have to pay for to live. Oh my God. I shouldn't have to pay more than the average person. I pay more than all of you people in America to live here. I pay more. I pay more to live on this earth than all of you people put together. Okay? It shouldn't be that way because everybody is allowed to be. But that's a whole nother. Oh my God, that's a whole nother government issue. That is just a whole nother government issue. But yeah, I have to wrap it up, guys. I'm sorry. I have work to do. If I think of anything else, then I will come back. Thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. This has been Joanna Morrow, and I hope you have a good day.